The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors.
Stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Get your Deadpool list ready to go. You got a couple weeks, actually 3 weeks, I believe, till the end of the year. And Jerry's right here. He's checking in when you guys go on vacation over the holidays. People start dropping like flies, and they've been dropping before that, too.
Yeah, it's been a very active Fogelberg season.
Really big time. But it's just amazing that Jimmy's still waking up every day and saying, I'm kicking ass, man.
I got to think the family's starting to think that, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Is he faking it?
Yeah.
You know?
And is he saying, I'm kicking ass? I don't think he's probably
No, he's not.
That.
We've seen the photo.
No.
But his wife's existing. His wife's gone. It'd be funny if he did just got out and started pounding on houses again like he did. He was a great man. He actually built houses, you know, and didn't whine like a bitch as a former president. No.
I mean, if he accepted his defeat.
Yeah, he just walked off into the sunset.
I want to hear that
he did
he's
a lot of work,
a,
by the way.
He started to date again.
Yeah. I'd love that, too. Well, I told you that. There was an Onion headline. He quietly sprays cologne down his pants waiting for his first date.
Oh.
Jimmy's going to make it. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling he's going to die in January.
If he does make it to the first of the year and you are a Deadpool player, don't you just have to, like, you gotta wheel
him. If you don't have him, you have to wheel him, and you're right, you have to wheel him, and if you don't have him, you're a special kind of stupid.
You have no chance.
Or you don't know how the game's played.
Yeah. I mean, any player, he should be on every list.
Because we've talked about when guys get older, like Kirk Douglas years ago was older, but the fact was he was older and not dying. He was just old as hell. So I could see leaving him off the list a couple times, and people did once in a while. But a guy that's basically in hospice, been talking about it since May, his wife just died, 3 weeks ago now?
Yeah. He looked barely alive at that funeral.
Yeah.
No.
Well, when they announced 9 months ago that, like, any and all life-saving measures have been removed from his existence.
Right.
Yeah, you got to put him on.
Right.
Like, I think you need to wheel him to all three lists, every player.
Yeah, you're going to wheel him, right, Nick?
Yeah, I think if I wheel, I think I'm going to wheel. Right now I have it set to wheel Jimmy Carter, Andy Taylor, and Shannon Doherty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that the typical wheel strategy? Three?
I did five. How many lists you have?
Slam dunk Deadpool hit ever, I think it is him.
It's definitely him, Puss.
I wheeled five.
Of all the years we've done
this. I wheeled five this year, and Shannon Doherty and Andy Taylor. So I have Tony Bennett, Henry Kissinger, and Bob Barker all did not make it through the year.
Oh, you had them on the draft board?
No, I wheeled them this year.
Oh, okay.
Did your mom beat you?
I think we might be
because
tied
she,
at four.
As a child and in the Deadpool?
No, yeah, not, yeah. Not physically, but I think we're tied in the Deadpool.
Okay, all right.
I love that my mom even has lists. She has a very professional job, and then she's like...
Yeah, she ain't the only one.
Oh, she's trying to take an interest in her son's job.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
You've seen some support.
You've seen the emails from people on the Deadpool, and they list their name, but their emails are some sort of headline of some regular job.
Yeah,
right?
Quality assurance manager. Yeah.
Except for Long Rod Von Hugendong. We still haven't found out what's happening with that dude.
I think
got
it's
fired
the,
for the name.
I think it's caught up in the legal process.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be months before we find out the end of that story.
I can't wait to find out why Long Ron Von
Do you think he will be reinstated?
No.
He should be.
Yeah,
like
we,
a Deadpool name.
We have a good idea. What
and
his...
by the way, if his Deadpool name was like just John, he ain't fired.
Oh, no.
No.
No, it's Long Ron Von Hugendong.
Rod.
Whatever. I just know Dong's in there.
Always.
That's the part you're always concerned with.
And huge. Yeah. So dogs.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Stop dementia, which we prove that wrong every day. We all have dogs, but cats
Dude,
do not.
We're a test.
Is that where Crazy Cat Lady comes from?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think it probably goes along with because I've heard, I'm not a scientist.
Dogs can lower dementia when you. Why does that happen? Because they're friendly. They kiss you and you.
I would think that dogs require more work. So if there's something that you're actively engaged in, I mean, a cat, you can just set some food out, empty the turd box.
Dogs require much more interaction.
Yeah,
right?
Notably, dog owners who regularly exercised and were not socially isolated experienced a considerably reduced risk of severe dementia.
Right, because nobody takes the cat out for a walk.
The act of caring for a dog may help in preserving physical activity, including routine exercise, and facilitate social engagement even under restrictive conditions. So, yeah, having a dog makes you get out, makes you move, makes you talk to people while you're walking.
What are those Tinder profiles that popped up on that matchmaking thing for, was it John said, I was looking for somebody to help me walk my cats. Like, a red flag.
Yeah. Well, I've heard of people walking cats.
Well,
you can
put
it's
a leash on a cat, they do what they want to do.
Right.
When you
I don't
outside.
Think most cats are excited to take a walk.
No.
I don't think so either.
You can't even say the word walk in front of the dogs. You have to spell it out if you're talking to somebody else. Because a dog hears the word walk, and all of a sudden he goes into a frenzy because he knows what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get to go outside.
Yeah, they're talking about the lifestyle of a dog owner and its difference from that of a cat owner.
Makes sense.
A dog has an impact on your lifestyle.
You got to get up. You got to do stuff.
You got to do stuff.
Todd's got to get up every 2 seconds.
Cats
put down the pipe and open the door for the dog.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to let him back in.
I bet you if you have a standoffish cat, you can go an entire day and never see the cat in the house.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, there are cats that aren't standoffish. My daughter's got a cat that hangs around her like a dog. I mean, it's there all the time. But you're right. There are standoffish cats, right?
Oh, yeah.
That you don't see all day.
No. You could live in the house with that cat and see it, three times a week.
I guess
that
involves a couple different things here.
The appeal of cats to some people, they're pretty low maintenance.
They are.
About fat people on planes, and also I mentioned tall people on planes, and then we also mentioned Deadpool names. This guy sent a picture. I'm 6'8". My knees almost hit the seat in front of me on first class. He's got some room there in first class, but not too much.
Is he double-fisting it, or is that somebody else's drink?
He said, I just suck it up and pay first class anymore. Last week's flight to Atlanta with a Bloody Mary. Yes, that looks good. I love especially in first class, because the Bloody Marys come in glass. They come in a glass.
Oh, yeah. I got
plastic.
A note
I love that.
Earlier from
Jamie, by the way, he's kindergarten keg party. It's his dead.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Chris likes the absolute pepper-infused vodka for a Bloody Mary.
Sounds great.
That sounds
that.
Pretty good.
We've had that jalapeno vodka from that place near Hutchinson. It's
okay.
Very good.
Yeah, that was excellent. McPherson, wasn't it? Where you got that vodka? Here's the problem with the infused vodka.
I want a vodka Bloody Mary on a plane in glass right now. Thank you, Jamie, for that, man.
10% less alcohol with all the infused stuff. The infused stuff is all 35 proof.
I know. It's chick vodka.
The regular clear
vodka
is 40 proof. And I don't know why they can't make 40 proof infused vodka.
Just put a shot of regular vodka in with it.
Yeah, use the infused vodka strictly as a mixer.
What? Yeah, infused vodka. No, you mix your you get vodka and you infuse it. No, and your topper is more vodka.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you're essentially diluting it. Yeah. At least the infusion.
Right.
That sounds like too much. I tried to make a vodka and White Claw once, and that was a lot stronger than I thought.
Yeah, that probably messed you up.
Because you weren't accounting for the already alcohol in the White Claw.
Yeah, I guess it's already pretty strong.
You were treating that like a mixer.
Yeah. The other thing that didn't work that great as a mixer was the THC soda.
Oh
yeah, Push was drinking that down the Metallica show, right?
Yeah.
I woke up that next morning feeling like I used a vice grip as a pillow.
Does it say what kind of dose you get of THC?
The one I had, it was 25 milligrams per can.
Okay.
Was it a 12-ounce can?
Yeah, it was just a regular, normal 12-ounce can. Okay. But I made that thing
last. What was the flavor?
Orange soda.
Oh, it's like a soda.
Okay,
oh, perfect.
So you just sipped on it all
Yeah,
day.
I just sipped on it throughout the day.
Got my Orange Crush.
Yeah. I didn't just pound that down all at once. No, yeah. The can was made for that because it had a tab on it that was resealable. You like popped the little backside of the tab, and then it slid back and opened up so you could slide it back forward.
No. How'd you not just guzzle that thing? Because I was knowing there's THC in it.
Because I knew that if I did that, I wouldn't be functioning the rest of the day.
Was it? What are the milligram size?
25.
In that? 25. Oh, it's 25.
25. Okay. And I knew damn well that if I pounded that down, good night.
So when you sipped it, did you just feel buzzed all day, a good buzz?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
right. Were you drinking beer on top of that?
Yeah, a little bit of that and just cruise along with the rest of the day.
All right.
I could shotgun one of those 25 milligrams one and not feel a damn thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It'd still be fully functional.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a nice.
No drugs, kids. No booze or pills, by the way, on our Tinder profile.
Oh,
it took me away.
Was smoking a joint in one of the pictures on hers.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe she was
But no
joking.
Booze or pills.
Yeah.
I was just looking for something that would take my focus off of the rat hole hotel we were in.
That's right. You were in a crap place, right? Okay.
I noticed the calendar. 1 week from today. Week from today, the days start to get longer.
That's a big deal.
Now, regardless of your latitude, as long as you're in the northern hemisphere, I think for a week and a half now, we have reached a peak early sunset. Locally here, the sun has been setting at 4:57 p.m. for the past week and a half. The reason the days are getting shorter is the sun is rising a minute or two later. So this is as dark as it's going to get. And then
this week?
Yeah. It has been for probably a week and a half now.
Okay.
So I saw somebody posted something about and I don't know if this is true. You can maybe tell me, Todd, but around here, they said there is a 34-day stretch where the sun goes down before 5 o'clock.
It was.
Yeah.
I posted that day. I reposted that day on Twitter. I said, stop this horror. But it was 17 days in. They said that
34
the
days.
The day I posted it was the peak of that.
Yeah, I recall, 4:55 p.m. is the earliest sunset.
Insane.
God.
And I would like Congress to consider
It's just dumb, man.
How often do we adjust the clocks for my proposal where the sun goes down, no matter what time of year it is, the sun goes down at 8:30?
You have to figure that out math-wise. I'm guessing that'd be at least weekly, don't you think?
Yeah, once a week. We'd probably have to adjust the clock once a week.
That's fine. Big Clock would love that.
Yeah.
Old clock.
Big Clock.
Yeah. He said clock.
I think he said clock. Craig Peters joined us early today with his podcast, with the podcast year-end review. And if you know Craig's podcast, within a podcast, they're always a little off. And this was an especially good one, I thought.
Off in a good way.
Yeah, I mean, in a good way, right?
Yeah, some months were getting it.
Nick's going to stop and see a statue at a Taco John's on his way to Wichita this weekend, right?
Yeah, Saturday night will be at Gary Curtis Night Barleycorns in Wichita. This Friday, Late Show, Funny Bone in Omaha, and next week the 23rd at the Grotta in Lincoln.
Our good friend, comedian Austin Anderson, is going to stop in tomorrow to finish out the year with us. And
Diane Cannon.
Yeah,
and John Paul
Diane,
Morgan will be on the phone.
Diane Carroll will be stupid. Jim's going to hate that reference. He's going to hate Diane Cannon coming on the show. Does he say anything to you guys about that?
No.
Yeah. And Diane Cannon is executive producer of another young, spry actor, Cary Grant.
Yeah. I feel like Ernie kind of hates all of us already. Isn't the rest of this just like ancillary hate?
Yeah.
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 Good point.
Oh,
good point. He came in and bitched us during the break. Right. Yeah.
And just makes me want to piss him off more.
Yeah, kind of.
That's what that accomplishes.
Yeah.
To be fair, he never gets really mad. We know he's mad.
He's just annoyed.
He's annoyed. Yeah. Yeah. He loves us.
Right. Yeah, he definitely found out how far his eyes can roll back in his head.
Come on back.
You're- You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.